So tonight, we come to message 4.
今天晚上我们来到第四篇信息。
But before I start on message 4,
但在信息之前,
I just want to briefly touch on a few points from the earlier messages.
是很想很简单的来谈一下之前几篇信息的一些重点。
In message 1, the title was about completely consecrating for the building up of God's house.
第一篇信息是全然奉献为着神家的建造。
Here, we see that God is only doing one thing.
在这篇信息里面，我们看到神只做一件事。
That is, He's building His eternal habitation.
也就是建造他永远的居所。
But in order to do this,
但为了要做这件事
He needs the right material.
他需要正确的材料。
So the first step for his building is to have this foundation where we are part of this building.
所以他建造的第一步乃是能够得着这样的一个根基。
And what is this foundation?
这个根基是什么呢?
This foundation is our consecration.
这个根基就是我们的奉献。
Without this underlying foundation of consecration, He will not be able to build his church.
没有这个奉献的根基，神就不能建造他的教会。
How much of the church is built is dependent on our consecration.
教会有多少被建造，乃是在于我们的奉献。
So this weekend we saw a lot of saints come forward to testify and to consecrate themselves, their families, their children for the Lord.
所以这个周末我看到许多的圣徒出来做见证，并且把他们的家人、把他们自己都奉献给主。
So this is the first step.
这是第一步。
In the second message, we see that God is looking for a relationship.
在第二篇信息，我们看到神正在寻求的是一个关系。
This relationship is organic.
这个关系是生机的。
He became man in order to have this relationship with us.
他成为一个人，就是为了要与我们有这样的关系。
He did not just have this relationship as God.
他不是只是以神的身份来与我们有这样的关系。
But he became a man.
他成为一个人。
Went through a whole process.
经过了整个的过程。
In order to be blended and mingled with us.
为了就是要与我们相调并连结在一起。
So that we can have a relationship with him.
所以我们可以有一个与他有一个关系。
Not just as God.
不只是他以神的身份。
But as a man.
而是以人的身份与我们有关系。
So the next thing is we need to build this relationship with God.
所以下一件事就是我们需要建立与神这样的关系。
Something that is so personal and affectionate.
就是这个关系是非常个人非常情深的。
Intimate.Tender and to have this loving continual contact with God.
是亲密的，是温柔的，并且是持续的与主在爱中有这样的接触。
But this needs to be built.
但是这是需要被建立的。
It does not just happen.
它不会突然之间发生。
So this takes time.
这是需要一段的时间。
So we also shared a lot and we asked the saints to consecrate.About spending time with the Lord.
所以我们也分享了，就是希望圣徒们能够奉献，为着与花时间在主的面前。
How do you have a personal, intimate, loving relationship with someone if you don't spend time with that person?
我们如果没有花时间与一个人有接触，我们如何与他有个人亲密并且情深的关系呢？
I'm married, so.Trust me, I know you need to take time with your loved ones.
Amen. 我是一个结婚的人，所以相信我，我们是需要花时间与我们所爱的人在一起的。
Because that changes the whole relationship.
这会改变我们与这个人的关系。
Amen. So when we contact the Lord, we need to give ourselves to the Lord during this contact.
所以当我们接触主的时候，我们需要把自己在这样的关系中把自己给主。
So we have a relationship with God.
我们与主有一个关系。
What is our relationship with man?
我们与人的关系是什么呢？
Our brother Martin shared that, you know, our Lord is probably You know, we are probably more pretty or beautiful than our Lord.
我们的 Martin 弟兄说到，我们也许看起来是比我们的主更看起来更漂亮的。
He was not a blonde, blue-eyed, hair, you know, well, good-looking person.
他不是一个金发碧眼或者是身材非常好的一个人。
So when we look at man, when we see man,
所以我们当我们来看到人的时候
，What is our expectation?
我们对人的期望是什么呢
？Do we have expectation?
我们有这样的期望吗
？Do we measure? Do we have standards?
我们有这样的标准吗？对人的标准吗
？Everyone who loves the Lord needs to have a love for all men.
每一个爱神的人就需要，有一个向着所有的人的爱。
We need to see that we are just men among men.
我们必须要看见，我们只是在人群中的一部，我们也是人群中的一部分的人。
And that everyone is worthy to be spoken to and preach the gospel to.
每一个人，我们都需要，每一个人都是值得我们与他谈话，并且把福音传扬给他们的。
So now we come to the third message, which talks about the third layer.
我们来到第三篇信息，说到第三层。
We have the foundation, which is our consecration.
我们有这个根基，也就是我们的奉献。
We have this proper relationship between man and God.
我们有人与神之间正确的关系。
Sorry, with man and with God.
与人与神之间都有正确的关系。
Now we have to have this relationship with one another.
我们需要，现在我们需要与彼此之间有一个正确的关系。
The Lord wants to build up His church.
主愿意建造他的教会
But he doesn't want us to do it individually.
他不愿意我们只是以个人的方式来做这件事
In the title for message 3 it says everyone being joined and knit together with one another.
Amen. 第三篇信息说到人人彼此联络结合在一起
This is what the Lord is looking for.
这是主现在正在寻求的
We need to have the proper relationship with others.
我们需要与其他人有正确的关系
In order to reach out to them,
使我们能够来接触他们。
The title, the Roman numeral in this message talks about having friends.
所以在这篇信息里面的大点说到，我们需要与人做朋友。
Yeah, man needs friendship.
人需要这个友谊。
Right, a friendship is an extraordinary relationship.
这个友谊呢是一个特别的一种的关系。
Because We are not related, but we are through friendship only.
我们只有借着友谊才能够与彼此有连结在一起。
That's what makes it extraordinary.
所以这是一个特别的关系。
So we need to have this proper relationship with one another.
我们需要与彼此之间有正确的关系。
So that we can carry on the Lord's building.
所以我们才能够来执行神的建造。
So we come to message 4.
我们来到第四篇信息。
Let's read the title of message 4 together.
我们一起来读第四篇的信息的篇题。
Being the partners of Christ in the vital group to bear the burden with the Lord for the increase of the Lord's recovery and the building up of the organic body of Christ. Amen. Wow, that's a huge title.
这是一个非常大的题目。
Right? Being the partners of Christ.
做基督的同伙。
To bear the burden.
来背负担子
，for the increase of the Lord's recovery，
为着主恢复的扩增
，and the building up of the organic body of Christ，
建造基督生机的身体。
Praise the Lord，
赞美主。
But before we can even become partners，
但在我们成为同伙之前
，you know we must realize that when we are one with one another， we are one with the Lord， and we start to carry out the Lord's work。
当我们开始与主是一，并且与彼此之间的彼此是一的时候，来执行主的工作的时候
，then everything will be okay。
每一件事都是没有问题的。
Is that our experience？
这是我们的经历吗
？Sometimes，
有时候是这样。
But we need to recognize that in this plan there is also the enemy。
我们必须要认识到，在这个地上也有仇敌。
Right。In Roman numeral 1,
一大点,
when we carry out God, the God-ordained way to build up the church, it is a spiritual warfare.
我们与神同工实行神命定之路以建造教会乃是一场属灵的征战。
Have you ever had that experience?
你有这样的经历吗?
You have you spend a lot of time with the Lord, with your morning time with the Lord.
你在早晨的时间，你花了许多的时间与主在一起。
You have a good relations with one another.
与其他弟兄姊妹也有一个正确的关系。
You come together, you pray together.
你们来在一起，并且一同的祷告。
And yet, you encounter problems.
但是呢，我们却仍然会遇到一些问题。
Because there is an enemy here.
因为在这里有仇敌。
God's building is for His church.
神的建造乃是为着他的教会。
And the enemy knows that when His church is built,
仇敌知道当教会建立起来的时候，
that is also His final destiny.
这也是他最后结局，最后要这个最后结局的时刻。
So it is not in Satan's interest to allow us freely to build His church.
所以撒旦不会愿意看到我们能够很自由的来建造神的教会。
So we need to be conscious of this fact.
我们需要意识到这件事。
That the Lord's in the Lord's building.
在神的建造里。
That we need to be strengthened by one another.
我们需要被彼此来得所加强。
To be with one another, to strengthen one another, to carry out the Lord's building.
与其他圣徒在一起，并且彼此的加强，来执行神的经纶。
This matter of building is spiritual warfare.
这个建造的事乃是一场属灵的征战。
I've been in the church life for over 15 years.
我在教会生活中已经有超过了15年了。
And I can testify that I have seen spiritual warfare.
我可以见证我是看过属灵的征战的。
Saints who've been here long enough know.About what happened in the late 2000s.
在这边，如果我们在这个蒙特利尔教会够久的时间，我们会知道在2000年晚期所发生的事情。
But even if you did not see something so large, you can also experience small issues in spiritual warfare.
即便我们不是看这样大的一件事情，我们也是可以在一些小事上看到属灵的征战。
Have you not ever had situations happen in your family life?
在你的家庭生活中，难道没有遇到一些的问题吗
？Just when you think everything is going so well,
当你想好像每件事都在步入正轨的时候
，something happens.
有一些事就会发生
，to disrupt the oneness in the family.
来破坏这个家庭中的合一。
So we must be conscious all the time that when we carry out the Lord's work, there is also an enemy carrying out His work.
所以我们必须要认识到，当我们在执行神的工作的时候，撒旦也在那里执行他的工作。
So we need to be aware and not ignore this fact.
我们必须要认识，并且不要忽略这件事情。
Amen. So in Roman numeral 2, the book of Nehemiah tells us that each one must build up his part of the wall.
第二大点。尼希米记告诉我们，个人必须建造他那一部分的城墙。
I cannot build for you, and you cannot build for me. Everyone must build up his own part.
我不能为你建造，你也不能为我建造，人人都必须建造自己那一部分。
Right. In this chapter, Nehemiah, from chapter 3, verses 1 to 32, it talks about each different family building different portions of the wall.
这个尼希米记第三章的1-32节，这处的经节告诉我们，这个每一个家庭都建造城墙的一个部分。
So when I am enjoying the Lord, that's for my portion.
当我在享受主的时候，那是为着我自己。
You need to also have your time with the Lord and your enjoyment with the Lord.
你也需要自己花时间在主的面前享受主。
That is part of your portion.
那是你的那一份。
That is part of your wall.
那是你的城墙
right? We come to a verse, Nehemiah 4:17.
尼希米记4:17.
Did I miss? Yeah. Oh, sorry, I'm in the wrong place.Right. Those who build the wall and those who carried burdens took the loads with one hand doing the work and with the other hand holding a weapon.
建造城墙扛抬重物的都佩戴兵器，一手做工，一手拿兵器。
So as they were building the wall,
当他们正在建造城墙的时候
，They were also aware that there's an enemy around.
他们也意识到在他们的周遭有仇敌。
Amen. So we need to recognize as we go forward, as we go on with the Lord, building the church with Him, we also need to recognize that there is an enemy.
所以我们在教会生活中往前来建造神的家的时候，我们也需要认识到是有仇敌的。
Amen.
Amen.
The other point is related to spiritual warfare. In Roman numeral 2, spiritual warfare is in this principle. One will chase 1,000 and two will put 10,000 to flight.
Amen. 第二大点，第二终点，属灵征战是按着这个原则，一人追赶千人，二人使万人逃跑。
The verses it refers to is Ecclesiastes 4 from 9 to 12.Ecclesiastes 4:9-12.
Okay, 它的经节呢是传道书的4:9-12.
I'll read verse 9. Two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his companion. But woe to the one who falls and does not have another to lift him up.
Amen.
If two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone?And while the man may prevail against the one, the two will withstand him, and a threefold cord is not quickly broken.
Amen. 两个人总比一个人好，因为二人劳碌可得美好的酬报。若是跌倒，一人可以扶起他的同伴；若是孤身跌倒，没有别人扶他起来，这人就有祸了。再者，二人同睡就多暖和，一人独睡怎能暖和呢？有人能打胜孤身一人，若有二人便能抵挡他。三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
Saints, when we go forward, the best way to do it is not by yourself.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们往前的时候，最好的方式不是与我们单独的往前。
In our pursuing and in our enjoyment of the Lord for the building up of His church, the best is not to do it by yourself.
在我们在追求并且来建造神的家的时候。我们不该以单独的方式来做这些事。
Amen. I mean, I really appreciate, how can one be warm alone?
Amen. 我很享受的是一个人独睡怎能暖和呢
？Right? How can one strengthen oneself if you are by yourself?
一个人独自一人怎么能够得着加强呢？
Praise the Lord that we have others who are in this army with us.
赞美主，我们有其他的弟兄姊妹一同与我们在这个神的军队里。
Today, there's a lot of focus out in the world. You probably noticed, but there's a lot of talk about with young ones about superheroes.
今天在世界上，年轻人常常谈到这个所谓的。英雄
yeah, like Superman and all these, right? But, we are not looking for superheroes.
但是我们今天不是在这个寻找这个英雄。
We are looking for an army of built up ones.
我们在寻找一个军队，就是被建造起来的弟兄姊妹。
This army will withstand more than one superhero.
这个军队呢，能够他所能够抵抗的，他的力量是胜过一个英雄的。
In the church life, we do not need superheroes.
在教会中，我们不需要英雄。
But we need the body.
但我们需要身体。
We need the twos and the threes.
我们需要两两三三。
As we read in the verses, the threefold cord will not be easily broken.
就像我们在经节里面读到了，三股合成的绳子不容易折断。
Amen.
Let's read the message title again.
我们再把这个篇题读一次。
Okay, it says, being the partners of Christ in the vital groups.
他说在活力牌中做基督的同伙。
To bear the burden of the Lord for the increase of the recovering and building up of the organic body of Christ.
与主一同背负担子，为着主恢复、得着扩增，以建造基督生机的身体。
The Lord in Matthew 16:18 says that, I will build my church.
主在马太16:18说，我要建造我的教会。
Like upon this rock, right? But the next phrase says that the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
但是下一节说，阴间的门不能胜过它。
So from this verse we can see the building of the church coincides with the spiritual warfare.
所以在这节我们看到教会的建造与这个属灵的征战是同时发生的。
Right, as the church is built, or the more the church is built, Satan is being cast down or defeated.
教会越得着建造，这个撒旦就越被击败。
So here in the Old Testament typology,
所以在这个旧约的预表里面
，we have seen we need to what on one hand building on one hand, but the other hand, but we need to fight.
我们需要一手建造，另外一手呢需要来征战。
Okay, I want to you to pay attention in Roman number one. It says that there is a secret in such a spiritual warfare.
我们我要请你注意到第一大点里面说，在属灵的征战中有一个秘诀。
And what is that secret?
这个秘诀是什么呢？
Prayer, right?
祷告, amen.
Right, Ephesians, right? In the whole book of Ephesians, we have a prayer in chapter 1 for revelation and prayer for experience in chapter 3.
Amen. 在以弗所书第一章是为着启示的祷告，第三章是为着求经历的祷告。
And chapter 6, we have a matter of prayer, right? Or the prayer reading to put on the whole armor of God, right? And to use the sword of the Spirit and pray for the building up on behalf of all the saints.
那第六章我们有看到祷告或者祷读来穿戴神全副的军装，并且运用属灵的剑，并且为着所有圣徒的建造来祷告。
So saints, if you really want to participate in the spiritual warfare and the building of the body,
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你真的想要有份于属灵的征战，并且身体的建造的话，
you have to learn to pray.
我们需要学习祷告。
Come to the prayer meeting.
我们需要来祷告聚会。
Right? Pray individually.
需要个人的祷告。
Pray with your companions.
与同伴有祷告。
If we don't pray, there's no way to fight.
我们如果不祷告，就无法征战。
So I want to emphasize again the matter of prayer, even in your consecration checklist.
我想要强调这件事情，就是祷告这件事情，甚至是在我们的奉献里面也需要有祷告。
Prayer will cause you to see the revelation.
祷告使我们看见启示。
Prayer will cause us to consecrate to experience Christ for God's building.
祷告会使我们奉献自己，使我们来经历基督为着神的建造。
And prayer, we can put on the whole armor of God.
祷告使我们能够穿戴神全副的军装。
And that's Roman number one, prayer.
这是第一大点，祷告。
Two, the whole matter, there is another word, it says principle.
第二件事情说到原则。
What is the principle?
什么是这样的原则呢？
In spiritual warfare.
在属灵征战中的原则是什么？
Okay, the body.
身体。
that means the principle of twos and threes.
就是两两三三的原则。
You can never be alone.
我们不能够单独。
In spiritual warfare.
在属灵的征战中，我们不能够单独。
Doesn't matter how strong you are.
这个你多强壮是，你多刚强是根本不重要的。
Maybe I don't know who's stronger. Maybe this brother. What is his name?
这个弟兄。
Okay, I ask. No.Joe. Okay, look at Joe. Okay, if Joe, okay, he should be bigger. I don't know if anybody bigger. Okay, if Joe wants to fight with him, Say that's Satan, okay? That's you. You want to fight with him. Russell. Do you think who will win? What's your name?
谁会赢呢?
Tony. Okay, but look at this. As you're fighting, before even you fight, see, all of us are together. We just say, go away. We don't have to fight. We're one already. You see? The body. Okay, thank you. You see? You have to see the principle.
看见这个原则了吗?
And the spiritual math is very wonderful.
这个属灵的数学是非常奇妙的。
But it says statistics, right? One chase, 1,000.
一人追赶1,000.
Two chases, 2,000.
两人是追赶2,000吗?
No, 10,000.
不,是1万。
What kind of math is that?
这是什么样的数学呢?
That is a divine heavenly math, right?
这是属天的。
It's non-linear. It's beyond, right? You're linear, it's in another realm, right? It's a higher law, higher non-linear.
这不是一个线性的
非线性的数学。 Okay, so remember, okay, prayer and what? What's the second thing? The body.
所以第一是祷告,
okay, so okay, now, my portion is Romans 3 and 4. Let's read Romans 3 together.
我们读第三大点。Okay,
concerning the building, I want to say a little bit more. In Matthew 16, we have seen the revelation concerning the building of the church.
关于建造，我想要再多说一点。在马太十六章，我们看到了建造的启示。
And yet, in Matthew chapter 18,
但是在马太十八章,
we can see a practical way to build the church.
我们可以看到建造教会实际的路。
Okay, it begins this way.
它是这样开始的。
Okay, Peter told the Lord,
彼得告诉主,
Lord, if someone offend me 7 times in one day,
主啊, 如果有个人一天就 这个冒犯了我7次,
what should I do? Okay, I should forgive him, right?
我应该怎么做? 我应该原谅他吗?
One day, pa, 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 7 times. Offend me 7 times in one day. What did the Lord answer?
主怎么样回答呢?
Huh? What did the Lord answer? 主怎么回答?
You should forgive him for 70 times.
Seven, yeah, another math problem, okay? So you should forgive him 70 times 7 times. 490, is that right?
他是说你应该赦免他七十个七次。
But that 7 means infinity. That means impossible.
那个七是无限的意思, 也就是不可能。
470 times, okay. One day, okay. Okay, that's a background. Then the Lord told the parable and all of that. Okay, come to my point, okay. Then the Lord began to say, I don't have time to go through the scriptures. So if a brother offends you,
如果有一个弟兄冒犯了你,
what should you do?
你应该怎么做呢?
Go to see him. Whether you offend, you know, offend me, right?
你去这个弟兄说, 弟兄你冒犯了我。
If he doesn't listen,
如果他不听的话,
come again. Bigger brother, maybe. Okay. Okay, you offended, you know, we'll deal with him, right? Okay.
来，这个有一个弟兄来对付。
你要找另外一个弟兄，两个人, two of you, go to find him.
Amen.
Okay, got it? If he doesn't listen to us,
如果他不听这两个人的话,
what's next?
那接下来要怎么做呢?
Tell it to, please, Brother Ken. I mean, not only Brother Ken, right? He represents a whole group of the elders, right? Tell it to the church.
要告诉教会。
And he doesn't listen to the church.
如果他这个冒犯人的弟兄不听教会的话,
so what should we do with him?
那我们要对这个弟兄要怎么办呢?
No, you have to read the scripture. Sorry, I have no time, okay? You should treat him as what? Unbeliever, Gentile, and tax collector. Thank you, go back.
就把他如同外邦人和税吏一样的方式来对待。
Okay, then, okay, let me tell you. Brother Lee says,
但李弟兄说,
now is the beginning of the vital groups.
这是一个活力牌的开始。
活力牌才开始勒。
哦, 活力牌才开始。
Before that, it's not vital group.
在那个之前是没有活力牌的。
Okay, then the vital group begins when this brother is treated as a Gentile and tax collector.
活力牌的开始是什么时候？是这个冒犯人的弟兄被当作外邦人和税吏一样的对待。
The Lord said, "When two or three of you are gathered together in my name."
主说两你们中间两三个人聚集在我的
名下。I am in your midst.
我就在你们的中间。
Whatever you bind on the earth is what I have bound in the heavens.
你们在地上已经捆绑的，乃是我在天上已经捆绑。
Whatever you have loosed on the earth is what I have loosed in the heavens.
你们在地上所释放的，是我在天上已经释放的。
You're not binding this brother.
你不是在捆绑这个弟兄
You're releasing this brother,
你乃是在释放他
binding the enemy Satan.
捆绑这个魔鬼撒旦
You see, this is the beginning of the vital groups.
这是活力牌的开始
You got it? So all the vital groups, you know, all the... So as you contact people in the twos and threes, in the vital groups,
所以当你在活力牌两三个人的原则里来接触人的时候
We should consider how we can be one with the Lord.
我们需要思考我们如何与主是一。
There are four layers of relationship.
四层的关系。
Three levels of building I won't touch. Four layers of relationship I will talk about.
有三层的建造，但是我在这里不讲，但是有四层的关系。
Remember the Lord is called a friend of the sinners.
我们记得主乃是罪人的朋友。
That's one relationship. We should learn of the Lord.
这是一层的关系，我们应该向主学习。
For God so loved the world,
神爱世人。
So you love sinners.
所以我们就爱罪人。
We should be friends of the sinners.
我们应该是罪人的朋友。
But there's another level.
但有另外一层。
But Samuel touch. But I'll give him a. It's okay if I touch a little bit. Then it's brother. You should. We should make sinners. Romans chapter 1, the title or the subject of Romans.
另外一层的关系乃是弟兄的关系。罗马书的这个主题乃是
right to make sinners the sons of God.
将罪人做成神的儿子。
The members of the body.
基督的肢体，基督身体上的肢体。
Even that is mean to make him a brothers, my brother.
也就是把这个罪人做成一个弟兄。
Yeah, so the relationship is not only a friend.
所以这个关系不只是朋友了。
Right, in the twos and threes, you should consider make them my brother.
你需要使他们来成为你的弟兄。
That's what Christ did.
这就是主所做的。
In the day of his resurrection,
在他复活的那一天
，Right, he said, Mary want to touch him. He said, No, don't touch me.
玛利亚想要摸他，但主说不要。
I'm to ascend to the Father. Therefore, go tell what your My brother. I mean, he called us a brother.
Amen. 我需要升到父的面前，然后你要告诉我的弟兄。
Yeah. That means in death and resurrection, in regeneration, a sinner, a friend, is now made a brother.
在基督的复活里，借着重生，罪人就成为了弟兄。
But in our relationship in the twos and threes in the vital groups, we're touching something here about partner.
在活力牌这个两两三三的原则里面，我们是说到这个同伙的关系。
Can we turn to the Bible?
我们来看一下我们的圣经。
You say, where does this come from?
这个，我们说这个在圣经的哪里呢
？Hebrews 3:14.
希伯来书三章十四节。
For we have become partners of Christ.
我们成为了基督的同伙。
Okay, and in Hebrews 1, chapter 1, verse.9.
希伯来书一章九节。
Can we read that together? 1:9.
我们可不可以读这一节？我们一起读这一节。希伯来书一章九节。
Love righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of exalted joy above your partners. Okay, here we see the word partners.
在这节我们看到了同伙这个字。
So here in God, I'm reading a note here. In God's economy, Christ is the one appointed by God to accomplish God's plan. And we are Christ's partners in the divine interest. He was anointed by God, and we share with him this anointing for the fulfillment of God's purpose.
这节的注解说，在神的经纶里，基督是神所立，完成神计划者。我们乃是基督在神圣权益上的同伙，他为神所高。我们也与他一同分受这膏，好完成神的定旨。
Okay, there's another note at 3:14. Partner.
希伯来书三章十四节的注解。
Okay, 3:14. Can you read that note on the partner? It says in Greek, same word for partner, in those verses, meaning that we share in the heavenly calling, the Holy Spirit, and the discipline, disciples, discipline. And here, thus the word is rendered partakers. 3:14, partner. Oh, sorry, in Chinese maybe 15.
Okay, amen. 本词原文与三章一节、六章四节的有份与十二章五八节的共受同。那三处的意思是我们同有属天的呼召、圣灵和管教，所以译作有份与共受。
Okay, yeah. So here we share with Christ.
这里我们与基督同享。
Partakers of the heavenly, holy, and spiritual things, sharing in the heavenly calling, Holy Spirit, and spiritual discipline.
我们是有份于属天圣别和属灵事物的人，同有属天的呼召、圣灵和属灵的管教。
Okay, there's no time here.
没有时间了。
But it's something higher than just mere brother.
这是比只是弟兄的关系更高的。
I mean, we go together to deal with the brother with brothers, right? We're dealing with brothers. But now in the vital groups.
我们一起来对付这个弟兄，但是在活力牌的里面呢？
Something higher.
有一个更高的东西。
You're exercising. Actually, God is giving His authority to bind and loose. Everything's given to this vital group.
每一件事都赐给了这个活力牌，特别是这个权柄来捆绑与释放的权柄。
Yeah. So here we're partners.
在这里我们乃是同伙。
Okay.Partners, okay, what does it mean to be a partner?
同伙是什么意思呢?
Okay, I know there are several lawyers here. Oh, even, okay.
我们在这里有一些,
maybe on the way to be a lawyer. Okay, now, okay, you have been made partner of this firm.
哦,你现在是这个事务所的合伙人呢。
Ooh, you know what that means? That means a lot of work. You're no longer associates, right? You're no longer, you know, getting paid, but you are participating. You have theprivilege, you have more income, money, you have a share of this law firm. You know, that's a big thing to become partners, right? It takes a lot of work.
要成为合伙人是很不容易的，你不只是受雇而已，你今天乃是合伙人，也就是一同有份于，然后甚至你也会有更多的薪资、薪水。
Okay, in the church in Montreal,
在蒙特利尔教会
do you consider yourself just a brother and sister in Montreal?
你认为你只是一个弟在教会中只是一个弟兄或姊妹吗
？Or Ottawa，
或者是渥太华
？Or do you consider yourself a partner in the church in Montreal？
或者你认为你是在教会中做同伙的
？That's a difference, right？
这是一个很大的不同。
I'm a brother, I just come and eat love feast.
我如果是一个弟兄，我只是来吃这个爱宴。
I leave my plates on the table.
我把我的盘子放在。桌子上
I just go home happily. Hallelujah.
我就很开心的回家了 Hallelujah.
You don't bring any food.
你没有带任何的食物
You don't clean up.
你不做整洁
You see a little bit? Partner means we all have a share. This is our business. This is our... God has an internal enterprise.
Amen. 感谢主。这个同伙呢乃是说我们是有份于我们是一同来经营，神有一个事业的。
We are partners of Christ in His eternal enterprise.
我们是在这个基督永远的事业里做他的同伙的。
Therefore, I partake of His spirit.
因此，我有份于他的灵。
Partake of His life, nature.
有份于他的生命和性情。
Even of His authority.
甚至是他的权柄。
Everything He has.
他所有的一切。
I'm His partner.
我是他的同伙。
Christ is the head.
基督乃是那个头
He's anointed.
他受膏了
Therefore I am anointed.
因此呢我也同样的受膏了
He resurrected.
他复活了
I did too.
我也复活了
He ascended.
他升天了
So where are we?
我们现在在哪里呢
Ascended with him in the heavenlies.
我们乃是在天上与他一同的升天
If you see this, you are a partner of Christ.
你看见你是基督的同伙了吗
You feel different.
你如果看见，你就会有一个很不一样的感觉。
Everything Christ is,
基督所是的一切
，He has,
他所有的一切
，He has accomplished,
他所做成的一切
，He obtained,
他所达到的
，He attained,
他已经达到的，
拥有达到的，
达到
everything that he has，
他每一件他所有的每一件事情
is ours，
乃是我们的，今天都成为我们的。
Therefore, his enterprise, the building of the church, is my responsibility.
所以他，
as well.
所以他今天这个建造教会的事业，乃是我们的责任。
Now those brothers who do business, I don't know, is a depaneer here, or you open a business. You know, you're the first one in.The last one out.
这个做一些事业，特别是开这个 depaneur 的弟兄，你是第一个进去，然后最后一个出来的，最后一个离开。
Or open a restaurant, right?
或者是你开一个餐厅。
You have to write a check. Whose problem is it?
你需要开一个支票的话。
Right? You're not an employee.
你不是一个雇员而已。
You're employer.
你是一个雇主。
You see the difference?
你看到这个不一样了吗
？Oh Lord, may we see we have the privilege.To be a partner of Christ.
因为我们看见我们是何等的有福，能够成为基督的同伙。
Okay, my time is up. Okay, but it's all the points here. Okay, let's read through very quickly. English.
很快的读。
A B. Okay, we are partners of Christ, sharing with Him the spiritual anointing. Let's read it together in all languages. A B. The sub points. Okay, we are partners of Christ, sharing with Him the spiritual anointing, as a member share with the head.The Spirit. Three, we are Christ's partners in the divine interest. He was anointed by God, and we share with Him in this anointing for the fulfillment of God's purpose. When we follow Him, we are His partners. As His partners, we work together with Him, cooperating with Him. Therefore, your God, has anointed you with the oil of exultant joy above your partners. Okay, so let's start reading. So, three, I'll say.God has a great corporation, and this corporation is a partnership. So today, tonight, do you realize we all have been made partners?
神有一个公司，这个公司是合伙的。所以今天晚上我们意识到了吗？我们乃是基督的同伙。
Okay, then we can bear the burden of the Lord's. Okay, I'll just finish very quickly. Roman number 4, we can bear the burden of the Lord in the vital group to gain the increase for the Lord's recovery.
我们能在活力牌里与主一同背负担子，为着主的恢复去得着扩增。
Of course, there are definite steps.
在一个很确定的意义上。
Okay, I just want to share. It is as easy as 1, 2, 3.
非常简单，就是一二三。
简单如同一二三。Okay, you got it. Okay, it's easy. Okay.Vital group, don't think it's, heavenly, you know. Yes, we need pursue prayer, but it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. What is that one?
这个活力牌其实就是一二三。那一是什么呢
？To bear one remaining fruit a year.
就是每一年得着一个长存的果子。
Okay, but you give it, let us easy, 15%. To bear one remaining fruit in 4 years.
好的，师傅刚才告诉我们说，在四年内得着一个。
Okay, doesn't matter. One remaining fruit.
一个长存的果子。
You need to be, first of all, in the twos and threes in Matthew 18.
你需要在马太十八章所说的这个两个和三个的这个原则里。
You need companions.
你需要同伴。
In twos and threes.
在两两三三的同伴。
And what? You always need to have what? Two or three on your name list.
你也需要。
How do you say? Gospel friends.
需要有两个或三个福音朋友在你的名单上
，and also two or three under your shepherding.
两个或三个人在你的牧养之下。
Okay, Ottawa, I was with you, the church in Ottawa.
在渥太华召会。
Last year, they declared, "We want 20. We want to gain 20," and they got 20. Hallelujah, 20 people last year.
渥太华召会去年宣告要得着二十位，感谢主，他们得着了二十位。
Then they declare, "We want 30."
他们又在宣告我们要得三十位。
Two and threes, maybe 20 and 30s. I don't know. Two and threes, okay. But you have to remember, okay. First of all, you can't do it. You cannot be one person taking care of all 20 and 30. No, you have to be companions of twos and threes.
你不可能一个人来照顾二三十个人，你需要是两两三三的同伴。
And always make a list. Remember, you make a list.
你需要就是总是需要做名单，列名单。
Always take care of gospel friends. That means new ones, 2 to 3 on your list.
你需要照顾两或三两到三个福音朋友在你的名单上。
That means new ones. Don't stop Okay, say, okay, I got some fruit. I'm shepherding new fruit. Don't stop. It says you always take care of two or three fruits, shepherding them.
你需要两到三个果子来不断地来牧养它们。
And to give 2 to 3 hours a week.
每周需要分别两到三个小时。
So, okay, I'll stop here. Give you this way. As easy as 1, 2, 3.
简单如同一二三。
By the groups. So I'll give the rest of the time to Brother Samuel. You will. Amen.
I will share in English. Yeah. Okay. So tonight I will share in English.
今晚上我会用英文来分享。
We are just in short time to be with you, brothers and sisters.
与你们短暂相处。
I really find out we are treasures, which has been by God in the church life for so many years.
我们都是宝贝，我们因着神，我们在教会生活里面已经很多年了。
Like Daniel, right? You're the one who will be the translator.
就是刚才翻译的荣光弟兄。
I remember, is this true, that many years ago in Taipei, there is a gospel harvest meeting for the college and the young people, right? You are the moderator, right? Is this true? Yes, yeah, see? Yes. I just cannot find out the video clip. I have still have that meeting. How many in that gospel harvesting? 5,000 more? Huh? 7,000. 7,000 young people is many college age gospel harvest meeting. Yes?
Amen.
Our brother is the moderator.
Amen. Amen. 就是大概七八年前在台北有一场大概有七千人参加的福音收割聚会，那个时候我们的荣光弟兄还是这个负责的弟兄。
不知道是不是负责呢？我不知道。In English, it's called moderator. Okay. Amen. So we know that by the Lord's mercy, we will gather here. We need everyone's portion that we will build up his body practical here in Montreal.
但是今年我们按照主的恩典，我们每个人都有份能够来建造，实际的建造他的身体。
Amen. Number five.
第五大点.
Amen. Mankind is reproduced one child at a time.
我们都知道，人类的繁衍都是一个一个生出来的。
We contact people one by one and save people one by one.
我们要去个人的与人个别接触，要带一个一个的人得救。
The way of gaining one person at a time is solid.
这样一个一个得来的人是扎实的。
And the person's gain will be steadfast remaining fruit.
这样得来的人，人才可靠，才是长存的果子。
We human being was raised up in the way of one by one.
我们的人类其实也是一个一个的抚养起来的。
Many years ago, I visited church in East Malaysia.
很多年以前我在这个东马的教会。
I met a brother, they belong to a big family.
我遇到一个弟兄，他的家有个很大的家庭。
Yes, a huge household with five generations.
他们家是五代同堂。
Yes, the great grandpa at age over 80s.
他的曾曾祖父是80多岁了。
He has 12 kids.
有12个孩子,
and every kid also has lots of kids.
那每个孩子又有很多的孩子。
Every year they have the time for their family reunion.
那每一年的家庭聚会的时候呢?
Yes. Totally in number, they have more than 300.
他们一家大概就有超过300多人，他们家。
Every year they can gather practically in one place under one roof more than 200.
嗯，那每一年他们能够一同来在一起，在一个屋檐下的就可以有超过200多位。
Oh, almost most of them, everyone in the generation, they are normal in the church life.
那而且更可贵的是，每一他们每一代，他们每个人都在这个召会生活里面。
Dozens of them to be the leading brothers in many churches.
还有很多，他们当中有很多是在各个召会里面领头的。
Also, someone serve as a full timers.
还有一些是作为全时间在服侍。
We can see, don't despise the principle of one by one.
这就让我们看到，就是说不要轻看这个一个一个的这个的原则。
See?Such a huge family,
看到这么大一个家,
is still produced under the principle of one by one.
还是按照这样一个一个的这个原则在那里繁衍。
Now we would like to share some principle related to this one by one.
我们要再分享一些关于这个一个一个的原则。
This principle of one by one, we should know it in a more intrinsic way.
我们需要从那里的来明白这个一个一个的原则。
Outwardly we say, oh, he is still our gospel friend.
那外面的说号，他还是我们的福音朋友。
Now he got saved.
现在他得救了。
And now he got saved. Then we say, will you come to our meeting?
当他来我们聚会的时候。
Will you come to our group meeting?
他们来到我们的小排聚会的时候。
Yes or no?
是。
Do they come to our Lord's Day morning meeting? Yes or no?
你要问他说他们来不来小牌聚会，来不来主日聚会。
Good. So that's our approach.
这是我们的看法。
If he stably every Lord's Day come to our meeting, we will say he will be a good brother, a good sister.
那我们觉得如果他每次都来主日聚会，我们就觉得他就会要成为一个好弟兄或者一个好姊妹。
他已经是了。
他就是一个。
Sorry to say,Our view might be quite superficial.
但是我要说，这样其实是很肤浅的认识。
So that's why this time I will show you something more intrinsic.
所以这次我要给你们看到一些内在的东西。
How a sinner can be saved, transformed to be the sons of God as a living member in the body of Christ.
如一个罪人如何能够得救？变化成为神的儿子，并且成为召会里面一个活而经功用的肢体。
That's why we can see the three stages in the 16th chapter of the book of Romans.
所以说，这个就是我们从这个罗马书16章里面，我们可以看到这有三个阶段。
Chapter 1 to chapter 5, verse 10. The first stage is concerning salvation.
那从第一章到5章10节是关于救恩。
Romans 5:11 to the end of the Roman chapter, Roman chapter 11.
那罗马书5章11节到十一章的末了。
Yes, that's the stage of life.
就是生命的，关于生命的阶段。
And from Roman chapter 12 to Roman 16.
从12章到16章。
It's on the building.
是关于建造。
Salvation, life, and building.
救恩、生命、建造。
When we try to view it from the infrastructure and the Book of Romans.
那我们要这样从这个罗马书的这个基本结构来看。
First, salvation.
第一是救恩。
Advance to life.
然后进阶到生命。
Furthermore, to building.
再往前就是建造了。
Salvation, life, and building.
救恩、生命、建造。
Yeah.If the people we are under condemnation of God as a sinner,
如果人还在神的定罪之下，他是罪人。
Yet he's open.
但是他是敞开的。
How we call him, call her?
那我们叫他们什么呢？
He's our friend.
他就是我们的朋友，他们就是我们的朋友。
Right. She's our gospel friend. Right.
他就是福音朋友、
福音朋友 right? That's why the first stage, they are our friends.
所以在第一阶段的时候，他是我们的朋友。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
So long he got saved.
现在他得救了。
He got transferred.
他就转移了。
Advance.
往前呢。
To another stage.
进到另外一个阶段。
Oh, he's our brother.
他是我们的弟兄。
He's our sister.
是我们的姊妹。
See, it's got advance.
你看这个是有进阶了。
And since he's our brother, yes, male brother, right?Female sister, and then is this the top?
你是说，既然他是我们的弟兄或者姊妹呢，那就到这里吗？到底了吗？
No, it's just at most to the chapter 11 of Romans.
所以其实你要看到这里啊，顶多就到罗马书十一章。
If we go to the Roman chapter 12.
我们到了罗马书第十二章。
We have to advance into another. We need a significant jump to the another stage.
我们要有一个大的跨越到另外一个阶段。
This stage is called a stage of building.
这就是这个建造的这个阶段。
That's why Apostle Paul he exhorts us, oh dear brothers.
所以说，这就是为什么使徒保罗他劝我们的弟兄们。
Present yourself as a living sacrifice.
把身体献上，当作活祭。
It's well pleasing, is our most reasonable service to him.
这是这个作为这个讨神喜悦的活祭，这是你们应当的侍奉。
Present ourselves as a living sacrifice.
就是我们要把自己献上，当作活祭。
It's optional or mandatory.
这是可以，就是你自愿的吗？还是这是必须的？
是可有可无的选择的，
可以可
无必须。
明白。
Tell me，
可有，这是必须的。Amen。
How come no one say amen？ It's mandatory。Presenting ourselves as a living sacrifice, saints, for the building up the body is mandatory。
所以我们把身体献上当做活祭是必须的
，not optional。
没有选择的余地。
Yes. That's why I'm so happy. During this time, most of us we reconsecrate ourselves to Him.
所以说我就感觉很高兴，就是这一次我们当中很多人，我们奉献或者再次把自己重新奉献给主。
Not for our interests, but for His divine building.
不是为着我们自己的利益，而是为着他神圣的建造。
For the building.Of his house on the earth,
是为着他建造他在地上的居所。
Now we come to the point.
然后我们来到这个点。
This building in Romans chapter 12 is just a God's building in vision.
那我们还要说，在罗马书十二章的这个建造，还只是一个意象里面的建造。
You can see Romans 12 verse 5 is a.You know, we are members of one body and individually we are members to one another. We are members to one another.
那说罗马书十二章五节就说我们彼此是做肢体的，我们是在一个身体里面同做肢体的。
How about this? It's just a vision of the God's building.
这只是一个神建造的意象吗？
No.
还不是，不是。
Definitely it's based on the vision much more. It's the practicality and the application of the vision of the God's building into our practical church.
所以其实这是神建造的，基于意象一个实际的建造到教会生活里面神的建造。
That's why you and me, we are members of one another.
所以说这就为什么说你和我，我们是彼此做肢体的。
See.That's why we come to the third stage.
那就是我们来到这个第三个阶段。
We are not just brothers.
我们不只是是
for one another.
不只是为着彼此来做弟兄。
We are partner.
我们是同伙。
You have a share.
我有一份。
Me too.
你也有一份。
Okay. Brother Yao has a portion.
这个姚弟兄有一份。
He's the 地头。
他就是这个 lamb.
Okay, right? Yes, he has a share. No problem. It's undeniable.
还有一份没有，这是不可没有办法否认的。
How about me?
那我呢？
Hey, Tony.
那这个
，Are you a partner here?
这个雨桐，你是不是也是这个同伙呢？你们
partner in what?
你是什么的同伙？ 什么方面造同伙？在什么事上？
In partaking of love feast.
是啊，是吃爱宴的同伙吗？
哇哇！
是做什么的同伙？
But you know, in building up the body, it's real, it's correct.
建造身
Romans chapter 12 here is a matter of its practicality and its application.
Amen.
Yes, tell me. What?
是什么？这个罗马书十二
章。I don't know.
他不知道，他不知道。不是。就是罗马书十二章，我就讲他说，我们是在一个很实际的应用里面来彼此做肢体。
Yes, so that's why you can see after that it said that we need burning in spirit.
所以说在那个后面他就讲他说，我们需要在泥里火热。
Amen. Serving the Lord.
服侍主。
We render hospitality.
是接待。
Right. Caring for people.
是照顾人。
All these are the application and the practicality of the building up of the body.
这就是建造身体的这个实际的应用。
Not in the third heavens.
不是在三层天上。
But on the place where you are in now.
就是在你我现在所在的地方。
You're in Montreal.
你在蒙特利尔市。
Do you participate?
你参加吗？加入吗？加入这个福音传福音吗？
Good.
好。
Will you gain one remaining fruit?
你要得一个长存的果子吗？
One year.
每年。
赞
美主。
It's a confirmation of Brother Cho's word.
这就是周立兄的这个话的一个印证。
Simple as one, two, three.
其实很简单，就是一二三。
Great. Okay.
好
Now we come to partner.
我们现在来到同伙。
What mean partner, right?
同伙是什么
？Okay. So we all participate.
我们都参加入。
In the practical building.
在一个实际的建造里面。
Here.
这里。
Here.
这里。
In Montreal.
就在蒙特利尔。
Ottawa.
或者渥太华。
Here.
就在这里。
We have our shoulder here.
我们把我们的。
Where the body presented here.
我们把我们身体献上。
We give all our time here.
我们把我们的时间奉上。
Present our spirit here.
我们的灵拿出来。
Practical branded together.
实际的相调在一起。
Lest we have the testimony of the one new man.
然后我们就可以有这个一新人的一的见证。
Manifest in the place where we are.
就在我们当地的地所在的地方就显出来了。
Okay.So that's the stage of partner.
这就是同伙的阶段。
Then you go to Romans 16.
然后你来到十六章。
We see that
from
verse 3-5.
就是三到四节。
It shows us there is a young couple.
他说跟我们说，那里面有一个年轻的夫妇。
Aquila and Priscilla.
亚基拉和百基拉。
You know they are just newly married.
他们刚刚结婚。
They should not be too old.
他们应该不会很老。
I think maybe around 30s.
我觉得可能大概三十岁左右。
Yes, they moved to that time that the capital of the whole Roman Empire.
那个时候他们就搬到那个时候的罗马帝国的首都。
Rome.
就是罗马。
You can see a young couple, they can buy a house.
你觉得这个
the capital of a country?
你觉得一个年轻的夫妇能够在一个国家的首都买套房子吗？
I think quite possible, quite possible. They rent a house.
我觉得最大的可能就是他们租了一个地方。
Yet,
但是
they open their house.
但他们的家打开了。
Host all the saints for all kinds of meeting.
这是就是接待圣徒们各种各样的聚会。
That's why Apostle Paul said they greet the church in Rome.
是吧？所以保罗就说，问向罗马的召会问安。
Which the church in their house.
就是在他们家的召会。
We can see.
我们可以看到
Not only they are partner.
他们不只是同伙
They become disciple.
他们成为了门徒
Raise some new churches.
建立起了新的教会
Raise some new district.
就建立了新的区
Or they become the duplicate.
他们成了这个复制
Of our Jesus on the earth.
就是成了基督在地上的这个耶稣在地上的复制。
Sam, I don't know. Can you catch the point?
你们能够得就是，知道这个点吗？
We want to present a whole roadmap.
我们要给大家展示一个整个的路线图。
It's not just say, you know, people got baptized.
不只是说哦，有人受浸了。
They need to pass through all these stages.
他们要经过所有的这些阶段。
The first, they are friend.
首先是朋友。
Friend, and they are brother.
然后是弟兄。
Brothers, sisters.
弟兄姊妹。
And they advance into partner.
然后他们要成为同伙。
Eventually, they have to be disciple.
这最终他们要成为门徒。
Then, we help them step by step.
那我们需要一步一步来帮助他们。
Bring them unto maturity.
然后把他们带到成熟里面。
That's why we pray.
那是这就是为什么我们需要祷告。
We pray for some gospel friend can be baptized.
我们祷告福音朋友能够受浸。
After he got baptized, we pray, we serve them, we shepherd them, we take care of them.
那他们受浸之后，我们祷告，我们服侍他们，我们照顾他们。
That can be a brother.
让他们能够
sister
成为一个弟兄，成为一个姊妹。
As a living member in the body.
成为肢体身体里面的活的肢体。
Not only so.
不仅如此。
After a period of time.
过了一段时间之后。
They got advanced. They become partner.
他们往前了，他们成了同伙。
They partake with us.
他们跟我们一同来参与
in the divine business,
参与这个神圣的企业
to gaining people,
得人
shepherding people,
照顾人
perfecting people,
成全人
and prophesying for the building up of the body,
就是伸言建造召会到建造身体
that's the partners,
他们成了同伙
not only that,
不仅还如此
we hope that the Lord also raise up someone,
我们希望主能够兴起
to be disciples,
兴许他们能成为门徒
like Priscilla and Aquila,
就像亚基拉和百基拉一样
they can bear the responsibility
他们能够承担责任
of a lampstand, a church
甚至成为一个建立起这个金灯台一个召会
yes, if in the city of Montreal they can be taking care of the district
就像在蒙特利尔他们可以去服侍一个区
A group,
一个小牌。
Maybe now, you know, in Quebec City is a group.
也许现在，在魁北克城我们有一个牌。
Yes, in the near future, we pray a lampstand can be raised up.
也许我们祷告，在不久的将来，这里会兴起一个金灯台来。
Our brother not just a partner, much more, we can be disciple.
我们弟兄是，所以现在不只是将来不只是个同伙，而且要成为门徒。
We can see the roadmap.
我们看到这个路线图
step by step,
一路一步一步
unto maturity,
直到成熟
That's why in Matthew chapter 28:19,
所以说为什么在马太福音28章19节
so we need to go,
我们需要去
disciple all the nations,
使万民做主的门徒
not just people got baptized,
不只是人受浸了
not just they are our brothers and sisters,
不只是他们是我们弟兄姊妹了
not just they are our partners,
不只是他们是我们成了我们同伙
everyone, they need to beDisciples,
他们都要需要成为门徒。
Dear saints,
圣徒们
，Are you with me?
你跟得上吗
？Friend,
朋友
；Brother,
弟兄
；Partner,
同伙
；Disciple,
门徒。
That's our Lord's great commission.
这是我们主的大的托付。
Disciple all the nations,
使万民做主的门徒。
May the Lord grant us this high call.
就是给主给我们这样一个高的呼召
Get us upgrade level by level
让我们一步一步的往上
We will arrive at our glorious destiny to be his disciple
最终我们能够成为成就这个他荣耀的这个门徒
Amen Now we come back to Roman number 5 all this points
我们来看这个五大点的这些重点
It shows us the practical way to carry it out
这些实际的实行的点
Let's read point A all together
第一重点
We also need this kind of personal contact for the feeding of the new believers We have
我们必须一个一个的喂养新人这需要我们尽心竭力并劳苦教导成全新人的时候更要在一个一个加上面花功夫、
So, feed, we shepherd new one.
我们喂养牧养新人的时候
It's always under the principle of one-on-one.
应该就是在这个 一个一个的这个原则里面。
Because everyone sense is case sensitive.
So, 每一个这例子都各不相同。
Case
每一个案子都不相同。
Oh, you know, this should be this word, Tony T should be capitalized.
就像这个Tony 这个名字，这个 T 它是大写的。
If you just put a, you know, small T,
你如果你是小写的 T 的话
，it become invalid.
它就不算数了。它就不算数。
I is case sensitive.
所以每一个案子都不一样。
When we approach, we fellowship, we perfect everyone. We find everyone is case sensitive.
当我们去跟他们交通的时候，我们接触人的时候，我们发现每一个人都是各不相同的。
So that's why the principle is the same. When we apply to them, we always need to pray in our spirit in order that we can render real the proper help just tailor-made for their need.
就是那我们就是要这个原则，就是我们每一个接触每一个的时候，我们都要祷告，好，我们能够量体裁衣的。提供他们所需要的照顾。
You know, I come from the U.S. You go to every place, you can see Starbucks.
你知道我从美国来，你到每个地方你都会看到哦，星巴克，星巴克。
Sorry to say, I don't like to go to Starbucks.
但是我很抱歉的说，我不喜欢星巴克。
Yes, but the point is, but you come to Canada.
那这个点就是说，你来到加拿大。
You continue to share people. Oh, let's go to cafe Starbucks.
那你还要跟人说哦，我们去这个星巴克。
Then we say better. How about we go to Tim Hortons?
但是这里有一个更好的地方，别人说，要不要我们去 Tim Hortons 怎么样
？Yes, you say Tim Hortons. Oh, everybody
will joyful. 如果你说哦 Tim Hortons， 大家都很开心的。
Starbucks.
那你说星巴克，大家都摇头。
You know, even in the U.S., especially Taiwan, Japan, you go to.7-Eleven.
就是你知道这个在台湾和日本，大家都喜欢去的就是7-Eleven.
Oh, you say, oh, let's go to 7-Eleven.
对，这里你如果你说我们去 7-Eleven,
no,
那他们说他们就
let's go to Debonair.
他们就会说哦，我们去
Debonair. Yes, this time even shortest time, I went to visit a Debonair.
因为这次虽然时间很短，我去了一个 Debonair。
对，知道吧？
知道。
So we need a kind of proper shepherding.
所以我们需要合适的牧养。
It's case sensitive.
它每一个案子都不一样。
So just like our own kids.
就像我们自己一样。
If they are born of the same mother and the father.
那如果是。就算是一个爸妈生出来的
with the same blood
同一个血脉
you can see they are different
他们还是不一样
so you need to take taking care you know dedicatedly properly one by one
我们要柔细的一个一个的来照顾
in order they can be perfect and mature to grow up
所以他们能够被成全并且成熟长大
properly nourish church according to their situation
合适的这个滋养牧养
yes,
按照他们的
we all need to learn how to make people happy
第二点说我们都需要学习如何使人快乐
those when we go to visit need our church
我们前去探望的人需要我们的顾惜
when we go to visit people our face especially our eyes see our brother eyes how about it
他说我们的脸特别是我们的眼睛
Your eye need to be smiling. Give us smiling eye.
你说你的眼睛笑在笑的。
Smiling. Smiling a present to visit people in this way to church them.
这必须是令人愉快的。这样探望的人就是故事。
Yes, many years ago, we a sister from U.S. Came to Mexico.
那很多年前，我们的美国的姊妹去到墨西哥。
She cannot speak Spanish.
她不能说西班牙语。
But he's very capable to preach the gospel in the way of.
他能有在一个特点，就是他能够以这种方式来传福音，就是
opened the Bible.
她就是把圣经打开。
She cannot speak Spanish.
她不能说西班牙语。
But she smiled.
她就微笑。
Just like a blossoming red rose flower.
就像一颗盛开的红玫瑰一样。
Then he just point there, there, there.
然后就是指着这个哦，这里，这里，这里。
L E E R in Spanish is mean lear in French. L I R E.
嗯 ，lear. 哦，然后他就说哦，读读读这读这。
Read it, read it, read it. Oh, then people see, ah, read it. Oh, I got it.
然后比如，然后说哦，那读了之后哦，可以这样子。
You know, we have so many Chinese-speaking brothers and sisters. Don't worry. I can speak French. I only say, bonjour, bonjour. Don't worry, don't worry. I just open. Lear, lear. Right? Lear,
lear. 然后就说，我们这个中文的圣徒们，如果你就算你不懂法语，你不要害怕，就像这一样，你就把圣经翻开，就读读读这里就好了。
More important is,
更重要的是，要笑。
It's ding 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 means, my time is up.
是啊，时间快到。
Amen. B. Contacting people one by one save us from building our religion. This personal contact with people builds up the body of Christ.
一个一个的接触人使我们免于建立宗教。这种个人的接触人能建造基督的身体。
Paul wants and taught every man in all wisdom.
保罗用全般的智慧警戒并教导个人。
In all wisdom means that Paul wants and taught one person in one way and another person in another way.
用全般的智慧意思就是保罗用一种方式警戒并教导一人，而用另一种方式警戒并教导另一人。
Yes, he warned and taught every man face to face.
他面对面的警戒并教导每一个人。
Yes, Paul did this so that he could present or offer every man full ground in Christ.
保罗这样做好使他能将个人在基督里成熟的献上。
Paul did not want to miss anyone desiring to present every man full ground.
保罗不愿漏掉任何人，他渴望将每个人成熟的献上。
Since here he shows us is for the new one for us, it's not just a matter of people got baptized only.
所以说，圣徒们，我们看到对于新人，对我们自己来说，并不只说人受浸就好了。
It's not just he can attend the meeting regularly.
或者说他就是定期来聚会就好了。
It's a matter of.
就是这个关键在于
friend,
朋友
brother,
弟兄
partner.
同伙
Eventually,
最后
Disciple
成为门徒
Saints
圣徒们
Are you with me?
你跟得上吗
You got it
明白吗
Full grown in Christ to God
在基督里面完全长大
But currently now the situation is quite tough
虽然现在的情形是很难
you know some of the students notas open as 10 years ago.
所以说现在的学生可能没有像十年前那么敞开。
And we are also quite tight with so many stuffs.
我们可能也没有那么宽裕的环境。
So that's why in the past, if we can have a morning revival, it's better we can come face to face.
所以说那为什么所以说在雨过的时候我们如果能够面对一起来在一起来有诚信的话
But practically like in Montreal can every morning all the brothers and sisters come to here to have a face to face morning revival corporate time
但实际上所有的地层蒙特利尔的圣徒们能够来的每天 早上来到这里有一个面对面的诚信吗
We will see the one who can make it might be just quite limited
我们其实事实上我们必须说能够这样做的人其实很少。
About 30 years ago,
大概三十年前
because advancement of the modern technology,
因着这个科技的进步
that's where telephone.
我们有这个电话
okay, morning revival through telephone.
我们可以通过电话来成型。
Even it's not that strong like face to face.
虽然没有这个面对面那么好。
But it become more convenient. We still can get connected.
那 但是它更便利了，我们也能够更容易彼此连接。
In the recent year, I don't know, maybe you know that even it's hard to get people answered just by giving him a phone call.
也许在已过几年，大家可能发现了，现在人们都不太愿意接电话了。
Yeah, sometimes I just even give a phone call many years ago. I give a phone call to a young full-timer to serve in our own locality. He will not respond.
这几年前我给我当地的一个全世界服侍者，我给他打电话，他都不接。
Then I have to change my way.
然后我要改变我的方式。
I send him a text.
我给他一个发个短信。
Yes, he respond me immediately.
他马上就回了。
And now is what the proper way that that people are so easy can connected together.
现在人们最喜欢的这个交通的交流的方式是什么
？Social network，
就是社群媒体。
About please don't trapped in this negative side of it。
但是我们要提醒，不要落到这个负面的这个里面。
But we still can best use of it for the advantage of the saints mutual communication。
那我们还是可以利用来它，利用这个东西来和圣徒们有交流。
So if you maybe come from China, you know, the WeChat now is so powerful, overwhelming. Also, swallow all the major part of our human daily life.
对，那如果你从中国，你就知道我们现在有一个超级的软件叫做微信。这基本上占了大多数人的一天生活中的绝大部分。
So if we can properly use this for shepherding new one, get them connected, we can best use of it.
那如果说我们能够利用它来牧养新人，跟他们有连接的话，那我们就可以好好的利用这个东西。
So we make a video clip.
我们做了一个录影。
视频。How to set it up？
就是关于如何来使用这个。
How to maintain？
如何来维护
？And how to propagate？
最后是如何扩展？
This clip quite a fancy one。
这个其实这个视频是比较就是有点
是做得很不错的。
是，对，是很好。
But you know, in the English speaking world, the vehicle is different.
那在英文这个世界里面，他们用的是另外一种东西。
Oh, it's Facebook and Instagram.
它是这个Facebook 和这个Instagram.
I can note that some of the sisters now here they are very active on the Facebook.
我知道有些姊妹们，他们当然不在这里，他们在这个 Facebook 上是非常的活跃。
Hey, man. So we can best use of it for the benefit for the church life, nourishing, perfecting the new ones.
就是我们可以好好利用他们来用到教会生活里面来照顾牧养这些新人。
Eventually, we can help people to grow up unto maturity.
并且帮助人达到成熟。
Amen. So in the Revelation chapter 14:15.
在启示录14章15章里面。
Angel said.
那这个天使说。
Send forth your sickle and reap.
就说你的镰刀去收割。
Yes, because the harvest of the earth is ripe.
因为这个地上的庄稼已经发白了。
What kind of harvest can be reaped?
我们现在要可以收割何等样的庄稼呢？
The harvest has to be ripe, mature,
必须是可以成熟，这个成熟熟了的。
Yes, so long it's got mature.
就是那个成熟的人才是可以。
Yes, can be reaped.
才能够被收割。
Okay, if we are not mature,
如果我们还没有成熟
，then we need to take time.
我们需要时间
to make it mature.
来成熟。
The mature literally it means dry.
这个成熟的意思就是
dry
干了。
It's dry from all the earthly waters.
就是没有再也没有这个属世的水分了。
Since we ourselves need to go advance, be mature.
圣徒们，我们自己需要往前并且成熟。
And also burden to bring our new one all the way unto maturity.
还要有负担，把我们的新人一路带到成熟里面。
Yes, from from friend to brother to partner to disciples.
从朋友弟兄，然后到同伙，一直到门徒。
Eventually, we are mature.
最终我们也成熟。
If in this age we cannot be mature,
如果在这个时代我们没有成熟
，Okay. We still have a coming 1,000 years.
我们还有要来的一千年。
Through different kind of hardship environment to make us mature.
那通过不同的这个环境，艰难的环境，使我们来成熟。
Eventually, the one has to be harvested into God's farm has to be the one who are mature.
最终收到这个神的仓里面的，必须是那些成熟的人。
May the Lord grant us this vision and burden.
愿主给我们这样的意向和负担。
We help each other.
我们有彼此。
In the advancement in our building.
就是在这个建造里面一同往前。
Not in the vision of the building, much more in its practicality and application.
不止是在一个意象里面，而且是在实际的应用里面。
It means we get the practical building of the body of Christ expressed in each locality.
我们有这个基督身体建造的实际的建造在每个地方召会里面。
Amen. Praise the Lord.